Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome back to Let's Be Honest. This is your girl Rapani. As always, I'm definitely grateful for each and every one of you guys. So humble. I hope you guys are doing wonderful and doing great and waking up every morning chasing your dreams, being grateful for being alive and being here and having a purpose. Today, on my episode that I'm going to be doing, I just wanted to go over boundaries. And I feel like this is a heavy topic that a lot of us in this generation struggled with. So, like, it's something that I definitely struggled with since childhood, actually. So, I mentioning in my other podcasts, in my other episodes, I did mention that I grew up really quiet and shy. So, like, with that being on top of that, I had no boundaries at all. Like, whatever people wanted to do, whatever people wanted to say went, like, I didn't care. So I let a lot of things slide. Boundaries. So what are boundaries? So basically, boundaries is your safety. So, like, where you feel like you're safe. So, your peace of mind. Imagine it this way, like, you're the garden and you need to put up boundaries so people don't benefit from you or destroy your beauty. So, having boundaries is basically not feeling bad when you're saying no and not explaining yourself. So, you aren't responsible for how people feel or react. So, first thing is when you're setting your boundaries, you need to identify what your boundaries are, first of all, and then you need to define what your boundaries are and then set them. So, boundaries are what you need to set. So, like, for example, currently, I'm with someone that totally respects and knows what boundaries are. And, like, in the past, when the people that I encountered, I guess they probably knew what boundaries are, but they just didn't respect it, or I didn't have any self-love at all. So, like, I didn't care about boundaries when I knew I should have. Like, I knew what to set for myself and I knew what I wasn't comfortable with and I knew what I wanted. So, like, the fact that I didn't voice it kind of gave the other people the right for them to treat me however they wanted to treat me. So, like, currently, I told this person that I wanted to be treated like this, I want to do this, I want to do that, and I want to do this. So this person respected that and has been treating me according to such. And for me, it wasn't something that I was used to. So, like, it felt weird to me. Like, it felt like, okay, what's going on? Like, I told you my boundaries and I told you, you know, my rules and things like that, and you're actually respecting it. So, like, boundaries only matter to people who matter to you. So, like, don't let people who don't matter too much matter too much. So, you matter, and you just need to realize that. So, boundaries help protect you. When you're setting your boundaries, you need to also realize that boundaries will make or break your relationships, your friendships, or even your family. So the first thing is you'll need to know that your boundaries are a form of your self-respect. It's what you allow, accommodate, and tolerate. So, like I mentioned in the beginning, I didn't really respect myself or love myself as much as I thought I should. I didn't voice how I wanted to be treated. I tolerated everything and anything from friends to family to relationships, whatever people told me and whatever people wanted from me. That's what I gave them. I allowed shitty behavior to continue from people that I didn't set boundaries with. So, Without boundaries, you can easily be manipulated and used. So, like, I can also attest to this because in the past, I've been used and manipulated so many times in terms to like finances, for even just like my niceness and my humbleness and my kindness. Like, that has been used so many times to the point where, like, if you don't have boundaries, like, people are just gonna continue doing that to you over and over and over until you put your foot down and say, "Hey, I don't wanna be treated this way. I don't tolerate this kind of behavior." So, when you start setting your boundaries, you're gonna start to lose people, and that's okay because people may not be happy with you establishing new boundaries. It's not up to you. It's not up to anybody but you to decide what works for you. So when you come to terms with boundaries that you want, you'll need to announce what your boundaries are, inform when your boundaries have been violated, and instruct or educate the person on how your new boundary works. So, like, for example, let's say, what's a good example I could give you guys? So, like, if like you're with your friends or you're with somebody and like they start, mistreating you or like calling your names or disrespecting you in any way, and you know you're not comfortable with that, you're not happy with that, that's crossing boundaries, and you'll need to, voice it, step up, put your foot down, whatever you need to do to make sure that you're protected. It's you versus you at the end of the day. So if you're letting people come to your garden and destroy it and trample all over it and, just disrespect you, mistreat you, you're allowing people to come into your garden. So you need to, voice when your boundaries have been violated. And also identify like the parameters of your boundaries. So, like, just know when enough is enough. Like, if somebody's really pissing you off or somebody is making you uncomfortable and they're continuously doing it, like, they'll need to cut this shit out. Like, it's not like I just want people to understand that at the end of the day, it's you versus you. Like, you can't let people in to destroy who you are. So, and then it's also up to you to communicate the consequences of violating your boundaries. So, like, if you tell somebody that they're violating your boundaries and they don't stop, or they continuously just mistreat you or like disrespect your boundaries, you have the right to walk away. You have the right to not allow this person in your life anymore, or whatever consequences you decide to give that person, you have the right to do that. So, a few of the boundaries that you can also set are emotional boundaries, and that's with family environment, so dismissing, assuming, or rejecting. So what I wanted to speak about this is with the family environment. Family is people who you've been with since you were born. So that's the environment you grew up in until, you start going to school, start going out in public and meeting other people. But like, your family environment, that's the foundation that sets your emotions. So, like, if your family is constantly dismissing what you have to say, or if they're assuming certain things about you, or they're rejecting you in some type of way, or rejecting anything that you have to say, that's going to continuously destroy your emotions because you're not going to feel comfortable, being around your family or being able to speak about certain things around your family because they're continuously dismissing or rejecting what you have to say. So eventually that's going to lead up to emotional dumping. And what I mean by that is you have nobody to talk to about certain things that are going on within your family. So, you keep that to yourself to a point where when you meet somebody or when you finally speak to someone that's not within your family, you're just gonna dump everything on them. You're just gonna speak about everything. So, that's what I meant by emotional dumping. So, like for example, when I was 18, I was a senior in high school. I grew up with depression like my whole life. I had nobody. I had my sisters to talk to about this. They knew about what was going on. I was that person that was constantly smiling, but I was, in darkness most of the time. Like I was always depressed and sad, but then as soon as I leave my room, I'm glowing, Senior year, it got so bad to the point where I couldn't do it anymore. Like it was just so painful. I remember I was supposed to go pick up my older sister from work, and one of my family members, I was asking one of my family members if I could grab their keys so I could go drive to go pick up my older sister from work. And my family member just looked at me, and all of a sudden I just started crying, like just uncontrollably crying. And they asked me like, "What's wrong?" And I couldn't even speak. That's how much pain I was in. Like I was just so I just had so much bottled up emotions, and the fact that I wasn't able to speak it with people in my family kind of, made it hard, That family member was upset, and they were just like, "What's wrong? Why are you crying?" So that, one of the family members sat me down, and they asked me what was going on. So I finally broke down about everything from before I even moved to America, like certain things that happened, like in my life that they didn't know about, like things that were just continuously happening in my life that I just had nowhere to speak to about. I spoke to like counselors. We had family counselors, but I don't know. I just felt like, the foundation of a family was where I was supposed to, feel safe. 'Cause back when I had my family back in Africa, we always spoke about everything. We were very open. So when we moved here, everything was so restricted. We just felt like we couldn't speak about most things. So that led to, me just like uncontrollably crying and just spilling my guts out. And just, it just, yeah, it was, yeah. You also need to set boundaries on like inappropriate questions. So like when family members or friends or strangers or anybody is just, making you feel uncomfortable, asking you inappropriate questions or comments or whatever, you have the right 100% to set boundaries on that. And then like the second boundaries is material boundaries. So what I mean by that is like your possessions, what can be shared and how they're treated is really a boundary as well. I remember this because a couple years ago when I was living with my girls back in North Dakota, one of my friends used to I allowed them at first to, borrow my clothes, but after a while it got to a point where they were taking my clothes out of my closet all the time. Then they brought their friends over and their friends were wearing my clothes. Like everybody was just going into my clothes like I was a shopping mall or something. So and I didn't speak up. Like I was just like, "Oh, we're friends." Like I felt uncomfortable, I felt some type of way, but I was like, I felt bad because they didn't have a lot of possessions at that time. So like, and I told them it was okay for her to wear my clothes, but I didn't say your friends could come share my clothes as well. So I should have, spoke something, should have said something. I felt like that could have caused less tension. But I let it slide, even though I knew that was bothering me. And The other one, the third boundary, is your time and energy. So, like with plans, lateness, no shows, not contacting you when you request them not to, favors, free labor, all of that. So, like when you make plans with people, make sure that they respect the plans as well, and they're not late, or if they're going to be late, they let you know. Or if they don't even show at all, like you need to cancel boundaries, put boundaries with people that are constantly not showing up, or people that are constantly late, or people that cancel plans for no reason. I mean, once or twice is okay, or if you know, as long as there's communications, we're adults, like I understand. I cancel plans all the time too, and I'm not trying to be a hypocrite or anything, but like we're adults, like if you have something really important going on, rescheduling is an option, you know? So like if you just constantly every single time canceling, then yeah, boundaries. So fourth is mental boundaries. Oh, let me go back to the other one. So the other boundary is when people are constantly contacting you when you ask them not to. I had an ex-girl that was, I felt like, to the point where it was harassment at this time, like constantly contacting me when I asked them not to, blowing me up on all, like every contact way that she could find to contact me. Like I, you know, should have set boundaries on that as well, but like I let it slide for longer than I should have. And also people that just call you for favors and free labor, like all the time, like, hey, can I borrow some money? Hey, can you come do this for me? Hey, can you, like all the time, just can you, all the time, like always needing you when they need help, or if it's going to benefit them. So, but like, you know, those people cancel, like set boundaries on that. And the fourth is your mental boundaries. So like your thoughts, your values, your opinions, and your beliefs, those are for you. You're who you are, not for other people to decide. So like your thoughts, those are your boundaries. What you think, they're you. What you value, they're you. What your opinions and your beliefs, they're you. Nobody else has the opinion to decide for you. So everything is all on you. And then the last thing is physical boundaries. So like space, touch, PDA, unwanted sexual, physical comments, all of that stuff. So if you ask somebody to give you space and they're not respecting it, boundaries, inappropriate touching that you know you've asked multiple times and you don't feel comfortable, boundaries, PDA boundaries, like all of these things that you don't feel comfortable, you have the right to put boundaries on. Know your standards, like, you know, don't let everything slide like I did, you know? So with boundaries, knowing your standards and living with your standards, it's not a bad thing. And I just wanted to end this with family systems. So like when you start setting boundaries, you'll realize that you'll be pulling yourself out. So with this, you're going to experience criticism such as that's not how we do things. You'll experience guilt of not following your life plan, the life plan that they had for you. So, like I wanted to go back to this part because when you start setting boundaries for yourself, especially in a family that has had a system for centuries of how they do things, like for example, you were raised in the family setting and then you have to copy what everybody else before you did. Like you're not supposed to have your own mind or your own opinions or your own way of thinking. So like the boundaries that you can set on yourself is not following their life, the life plan that they had for you. So like, I mean, you know, get your education, of course, definitely. I still support that. Knowledge is power. Applying knowledge is power. So I definitely 100% agree with that. But like everybody on this planet has their own life path and their own soul purpose. So if like you know what your life plan is, you know what your soul purpose is, follow that. But what you know that when you're following that, your family will not agree with everything that you want to do. Like, for example, if you don't want to finish school, they're not going to be happy with that. If you don't want to live at home until your Prince Charming comes on a horse and takes you out of the home, they're not going to be happy with that. If you don't get a job around the community, they're not going to be happy with that. Like, they want you to follow certain traditions and systems that were based within the family. And if you don't do that, then yes, you're going to start experiencing criticism. Like, that's not how we do things, you know? And also, you'll experience ridicule. You think you're better than us. You think you're better than us doing whatever you want. And what happened to you? You used to be so nice. You used to be so cool. I thought I could count on you. Blah, blah, blah. Like, the list goes on and on and on. So I just feel like without boundaries and without not knowing what your standards are, like, you're going to continuously let people trample over you, like, activate your throat chakra and make sure you voice your boundaries. Make sure people know. Like, for me, for example, right now, like, my standards and my boundaries are so high. Like, I have never, ever done that for myself before. And, like, the people that I let into my energy, into my circle, I don't, you know, like, hey, you have to, like, meet A, B, C, and D. Like, if they're, like, doing things that I used to may participate in the past, or doing things that I don't feel like it's going to help me succeed or, you know, push me forward or help me grow, like, that doesn't need to be around me. So, like, I always make sure to cut it from there. If I'm not feeling you, if I'm not happy, if I feel like this energy is just destroying me and my garden, then it's got to go. Like, just voice your opinions, voice your boundaries, set your boundaries. And if people are constantly violating your boundaries, you have the right to cut them off, no cap. Like, you have the right. So I just want to end this with just letting you guys know, please set your boundaries. Don't let people walk all over you. You all have beautiful gardens. You all have beautiful minds. You all have beautiful bodies. Like, don't let other people come in and destroy all of that. You're all beautiful beings and beautiful spirits. And I'm definitely grateful that you are all following me on this journey. And I will continue to help every single one of you guys grow along with me. So remember, set your boundaries, know your standards, know who you are and how you're supposed to be treated, and voice how you're supposed to be treated. You have that right. You have that right. You have that right to tell it to your family, tell it to your friends, tell it to whoever is in your circle, and watch the people that don't want to treat you good or, you know, agree with your boundaries and your standards drop like flies. Like, the only the people that are going to agree with your standards and know that you should be treated that way and know that you should be treated well and respected, they will stay in your circle, and you'll recognize that sooner or later. Thank you guys. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I am very grateful for each and every one of you guys again. Remember, my Instagram is Let's Be Honest. My podcasts are Spotify, Breaker, Anchor, Google Podcasts, everywhere, you guys. Go ahead and check me out. As well as my merch is still on Etsy.com/shop/Let's Be Honest Gifts. I'm very grateful for each and every one of you guys. Stay well and keep moving forward, you guys.